This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Football Friday on Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
Tua going deep. Oh, he's got Hill! He's got Hill! That is six! First down and 10. Across the middle, caught by Waddle, and there he goes! Look at Waddle fly! Woo! What a play!
Let's get to today's starting lineup.
Mark Hockman, University of Miami. Pico de Gallo is overrated.
Shannon Crowder, University of Florida. I have CTE.
Alejandro Solana, Florida International University. I love salad.
Jimmy Garcia, St. Thomas University. I love lamb.
Football Friday begins now.
We're another day closer to death.
Let's ball, brother.
The dulcet tones of a Football Friday on Make or Break Week 2.
This is ridiculous.
How things have changed, man. If you could listen to me for 12 weeks leading up to Week 1 and then going into Week 2, it's like, well, only 16 more of these to go.
I wanted you to be right, but I was skeptical, as we've been saying.
Well, can I still be right? Can this one week, as bad as it was in Week 1, could that be so much of an aberration that this Dolphins team is actually a playoff team?
No.
It's impossible.
Huck,
after one game,
I don't want to. They're not going to lose by 25 to everybody, but I think Rob Pozzola, somebody said it in a certain way. It's not overreaction because you already looked at the roster, you already looked at the deficiencies, you already looked at the O line. Who's now? You bring in James Daniels. He's out with a pec injury. The weaknesses. Storm Duck is out. Now we're on our third or fourth corner. The weaknesses are not getting better. So I do believe it'll be single-digit losses, but they're not going to beat playoff teams coming. That Bills game on Thursday night is going to get ugly. I'll warn you about that.
That one, yeah, that one feels like that one. I don't care what happens against New England. That one seems like it's going to be ugly.
Today, exactly 1 year anniversary since last year's Week 2 Thursday Night Football debacle, where the Dolphins – down over two scores, and then Tua runs into DeMar Hamlin, and the rest is history.
Speaking of on this day, 6 years ago today, just happened to see it on Snapchat, 6 years ago today, we went, Crowder, you and me and Dan Day and Mike Mayo, we went and got Hockman Burgers at Tucker Duke's 6 years ago today. Were you there, Solana?
I was there, I was there too, but go ahead, leave me out. It's fine.
No, you must have shown up late because you weren't on my Snapchat memories. So you must have shown
he
up late.
He wasn't there. He's lying.
We showed up together. I drove Dan Day. We showed up together.
I don't think so. Okay. So, you know, I'm doing the show in Tampa at the Renaissance. Victor, very nice guy, Victor, who runs the place, gave me some Marriott Bonvoy pillows to give to you, Crowder. He said he knows how much you love Bonvoys. And he loved the Crowder powder last time I was up here. And he knows he's going to see Solana in a few weeks because Solana's going to come up here, I guess, in October or Uruguay, USA. That's going to be in Tampa. But yeah, Victor gave me some Marriott Bonvoy pillows for your enjoyment.
Tell Vic he has a case of Pivot Energy Drink coming up. If you want to get yours, go to pivotenergydrink.com.
There you go. Pivotenergydrink.com. That's the way you watch Football Friday, right? You have a couple cans of Pivot in front of you. Time your life.
Yeah, it goes well with gin.
So I don't think that's the way energy drinks are meant to be drunk.
Hawk, I found pictures of me with you. Literally, I sat next to you the day that we ate the burger.
I'm not doubting it. I believe you. I just forgot.
Yeah. How about this? Today is also, I'm looking at the Snapchat memories right now, the 4-year anniversary of Ruthie Polinsky sending me to in Providence, Rhode Island to get some wieners at New York Olneyville System, whatever that place is called.
Wieners with coffee and coffee milk. Oh my God. One of the worst days of your life. I have video still or a picture still on my phone of those wieners in oil. Remember the one? It's on the grill top, and they're just soaking in like a half inch of oil on the grill top. Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, my God.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Anyway, get yourself a Hockman burger and some Pivot Energy Drink this weekend.
So, Lana, you were at the restaurant with us?
I don't recall that.
I don't think he was there.
Okay.
I don't.
You were there in person, or you were on FaceTime?
I don't understand. I drove Dan Day there. We met there. I have pictures of me there with you guys. We talked about this 2 weeks ago, how we were all there with Mike Mayo, and then later he came on the show. Like, we were all there together.
Well, we'll take your word for it. Hockman Burger is available at Tucker Duke's in Deerfield Beach. You can go there tonight. You can go there this weekend and enjoy yourself a Hockman Burger. $1 from every Hockman Burger sold goes to Twan Russell's Russell Education Foundation. So hopefully by the end of September, we'll have a whole bunch of Hockman Burgers sold. We can cut Twan Russell a big old check for his charity. That Hockman Burger is fire. You will enjoy it. I guarantee it. It's a half-pound burger with Fritos, chili, sour cream, shredded cheddar, and raw onion on a nice toasted bun. It's 1,000 times better than that crap I had at Chipotle yesterday, and you will rave about it all weekend long. So, Lana, is there a chance that the Dolphins are a playoff team? And week one was such an aberration that we'll joke about it by the end of the season.
No. And Crowder, to piggyback off of your point earlier, their starting right tackle might not play on Sunday in Austin Jackson, and their starting right guard is out for several weeks. That is what concerns me more than anything. I don't care if the Patriots have the best pass rush or if they don't. I don't care if the Bills have the best pass rush or they don't. The Dolphins offensive line depth going into the season was probably their weakest unit outside of the cornerbacks. And you're already on options 3 and 4 there. So how are you going to protect Tua's blind side? How are you going to consistently run the football, which I think is paramount to getting Tyreek and Waddle into open spaces? Guys, I hate to do this. Genuinely, I don't like how all we've done is just like doom and gloom with the Dolphins after one game.
Well, hard not to.
But it's hard not to. The roster coming into the season, we had major questions, and it got significantly worse after that horrendous performance. I mean, I hope this team with their players only meeting configured out after one game, players only meeting. I hope, but I don't see it, man. I really don't.
Let me explain this to you. I was watching, what's that called? Jackie, Sally, and Canty, the early morning ESPN show with.
Yeah. Oh, they we should, because we rarely talk about them, but Jackie, Sally, and Canty do such a good job on ESPN that I don't know why we don't mention them more often.
Underrated show, man. Really underrated show. I love
Jackie, Sally, though. The way Sally holds her own during that show, because Jackie and Canty can really get boisterous at times, but Sally really does a good job keeping it even keel.
Yeah.
Don't know what their names are, but it was a whole conversation about these player only meetings. Bro, what are you going to do in a players only meeting that turns a season around? It's nothing. I've had player only meetings. The captains stand up and Zach cried one time. Chad, well, not Chad. Joey Harrington says some goofy crap. Like, you have to perform on the field. We just got out of camp. We were together every single day for a month. Now we have to move it to the side and tell me, yeah, let's work harder, fellas. We're not good. We just got our ass kicked. Work harder. Like, it's obvious what goes on. The player only thing gets to me because I've been a part of those. They don't change anything at all.
Right. I saw Ryan Fitzpatrick saying the same thing. He would never do a players only meeting because he's like, hey, if you want to say something, say it to me. Say it in front of the coaches. Who cares? Why do we have to have a players only meeting? But I would ask you this. What if Mike McDaniel has indeed lost the locker room and the players wanted to have a meeting where they talk amongst themselves and say, hey, we got to win in spite of this guy. We need to get together, whether it takes us ignoring him. I don't know what the track is. Like, that was the only thing that popped into my head. What if the players only meeting was, hey, can we all agree this coach ain't for us? Maybe that's it. I'm making it up. I have to say, hey, let's tighten up and go out and win. Of course, nobody needs to be told that. What if it's so bad between the head coach and the players where they think he's silly that they almost needed a meeting to say, hey, we just got to do this in spite of him?
To answer your question, I actually got reference points on this because that's how we all felt about Cam Cameron 07, 1-15 year. But it wasn't, we didn't have to have a meeting to talk about it.
Right.
We have cell phones.
Yeah. Yeah.
We know. I can call Peasy. Peasy, this dude goofy as hell. Yeah, bro, man. Hey, just let's ball. Let's do the best we can. Like, we would talk about that. The players' only thing is it's almost for show. And to be honest, if you do have a strong opinion, you're not going to say it in the players' only meeting because there's going to be a bootlegging trustee out there that's going to go back and tell some coach what happened anyway in the players' only meeting.
True.
So you're very – I was in – Three players. So I don't even remember the years, but I remember the 07 one. You're not going to really be honest about anybody on the coaching staff because now I've been open about how goofy Paul Pasqualoni was and that I didn't believe in his defense. But I would never say that because there's going to be some 6th-round pick outside linebacker that runs down on punt and he's going to go right back and tell the coach thinking that would get him favor.
What does it say, though, that they're doing it in week two? Like, I understand. I understand why that week one was awful. But Crowder, if after week one you're in a players only meeting, is there something because I think your players only meetings, correct me if I'm wrong, and most of them happen, I don't know, week 10, week 13, like things have gone south and you're just trying to kind of revive the season or save the season. Week two, is it different? Can there be some sort of like hit the panic alarm early and try to rally the troops early? Can it work?
Tell me what a players only meeting is going to do for the offensive line or the cornerbacks. Like, what is it? Is it going to make me do what? You're going to make Jack Jones turn into Darrell Revis?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you going to make Austin Jackson play faster, get off injury reserve? Like, I don't – the player-only concept, it's kind of – I didn't even heard Ryan Fitzpatrick talk about it. The concept of it is almost 100% for the vision of it. Oh, the player sat down and talked about this.
It's a show. 100%.
Hulk, we just – I have a cell. Hulk, something goes bad on this show. Me and you and Solana and Jimmy have to get together and have a powwow. I could text you and say, "Hulk, man, okay, my bad. I'm going to tighten up tomorrow." You know what I'm saying? Like, it's 2025. For that to be released is part of the show. Okay.
Yes.
No panic. No panic. We lost by 25, but the players sat down. Okay, we're going to see here in about 2 days if it's really working. But I've been a part of 3-player-only meetings. It's some crier's going to cry. Some dude's going to cuss and slam his hand onto the table or punch a wall. And it was JT. JT was the wall puncher. Zach was the crier. And then somebody else, Joey Harrington, was the guy that says a lot of big words that nobody cares about. I know what happened, and it didn't change.
It's like The Office. It was like when Michael would call those little conference room meetings in the office. Stanley would play his crossword puzzle. Jim would be the smart ass. Dwight would be the rah-rah guy. Yeah, it's exactly like that. Everybody's got that at their office.
Yeah, you heard the story when we got Ruben Drones ran for like 85 on the first offensive play of the game in Cleveland. We played the Browns and got beat. Jason Taylor came in the locker room at halftime and flipped over and broke the table. Beat up the coffee maker. Like, he was a violent encouragement guy. We still got an ass whooped in the second half. Hey, y'all, let's play better. JT just whooped the coffee machine's ass. We got to go out here and do something. Like, I don't know what people expect that thing, that players only encouragement to do to a bad football team.
Sports Talk on WQAM is sponsored by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Dolphins line is up to 2, by the way. Dolphins were 2-point favorites, then they were down to 1.5-point favorites, then 1-point favorites, and now everyone believes the Dolphins are going to win again by a larger amount. Dolphins line is up to 2. Just speaking on what we were talking about here, Omar Kelly had tweeted out today, Mike McDaniel said this: on a football team, you have to have connected people that respond to one another. It's the right thing if everyone is going in that direction. A lot of times we overcook situations and immediately label them as good or bad. Bottom line is I'm trying to see people respond, whether that is to me or to each other. So that's where the players only meeting, I guess, would come in, where you're saying, hey, you got to respond to each other if it's not to me.
So let's talk.
I don't know. I can
text me, bro.
Tell you I can tell you that I'm the bootlegging trustee when it comes to radio station meetings. I go right to Len with whatever was said.
Now, yeah, bro, there's some bootlegging like trustees in every locker room.
Len in every meeting we've had in the last 2 years.
Yeah, man. It sounds good. It's all BS. All that players only. Oh, I sat down and now we really had a heart to heart. BS. All of it.
Let's get headlines here. Clay Ferrero is going to join us. We're going to get some winners from Lee Sterling. We're going to pick winners ourselves as we did last week. So headlines brought to you by Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
I'll start with the coolest thing I saw yesterday, which was an ACC Thursday night football game, Wake Forest hosting NC State. I sent this to you guys. It's not even really news. I'm just fascinated with the idea that a college football game could literally get this type of distraction. A food truck out in the parking lot catches fire and a cloud of smoke engulfs the entire stadium. So for part of the first half, Wake Forest, NC State is playing and the entire side of the stadium is just smoke everywhere.
Did you see the OG in there with his extinguisher? Man, this thing's about to blow up, Hawk. There's a dude in there, looks like he's walking through the park just spraying it down.
Poor guy, man. Like the entire, all of social media is joking about this guy, and ESPN pans to his truck and he's in there with the fire extinguisher. There's a hole in his food truck, literally a hole in his food truck. Guy's entire business has just melted, and ESPN's like, let's get a video of it. Come on, let's put him out there.
I want him in the foxhole with me because he was calm as a calm.
I got it.
Don't worry about it. Everybody's running. People are scared. He's just still inside, just spraying the fire down.
No big deal. No big deal. I got your hot dog in 2 seconds, man. No big deal. I got it in 2 seconds, bro.
Use the kiosk.
Guys, Micah Parsons is really good at football.
Green Bay is really good.
Yeah.
Or this Jaden Daniels a little overrated. I mean, whatever.
Who would you rather have, Tua or Jordan Love?
You love to play this game, Jordan Love. You love to play this game.
Oh, last year we had these conversations and there was an argument to be made. Yesterday, Jordan Love takes off, puts his shoulder down, and runs into three guys, falls backwards, gets rocked, got right back up, threw a touchdown. I mean, we have to stop pretending. Like this is even
Tua can do that.
Anymore.
They just won't let him. The media won't let him. Coaches won't let him. That's right.
The media won't let him get concussions.
That's right.
Hawk, it's the 1 year anniversary of him diving into the guy who died on the field and getting concussed himself. He dove into him and he concussed himself.
Puts his shoulder down. Levitard has a guy on the next day saying the NFL should be charged with murder. So, yeah, the media won't let him run.
A ghost knocked him out. Damar Hamlin died, came back to life, and knocked out Tua.
What does Slappy Sally and Canty say?
What's that show called? Slappy? Sally? Evan. Evan.
It's Evan Cohen. Canty. South Florida guy. We like Evan Cohn. I think it's called Unsportsmanlike. Is it Unsportsmanlike?
Unsportsmanlike with Evan and Cantley.
No, not.
No, it's a woman.
Cantley. It's Chris Canty. He's a former player. Cantley.
Right. No. Evan and Chris Canty.
And you don't know who Chris Canty is, do you? He's Powder? Joking. You don't know. No, he said Canty. That was the only name he got right.
Only name I know is Canty because he has the Forrest Whitaker eye.
I know Evan Cohen comes on the Heat pregame show all the time with Tommy Tighe.
But you know, don't know Chris Canty.
Playing the NFL. I know of him. Yeah.
Well, you were thinking of Cantley.
But it's a little white lady too.
Who's Cantley? Oh, Patrick Cantley, golfer. Pete Cantley, of course. Sorry, I'm in golf mode.
Man,
Michelle.
I put video up on Instagram today. I didn't even notice till today that Solana called salad dressing salad sauce when talking about Chipotle yesterday. I would have gone wild had I noticed that in the moment. I was so angry with myself last night. I'm like, oh my God, salad sauce. He's like, you've got to get the vinaigrette salad sauce.
It's getting weird now.
Salad sauce.
You love Van Ginkle salad and it's the sauce.
The stuff he's saying lately is odd. Called himself a lass. Talking about Cantley.
You okay?
Are you?
Are you, lass?
Lass. When I was a wee lass.
All right. So the Dolphins are going to play on Sunday, obviously. This is interesting. I guess we don't have time. We'll get into it a little bit later. Kane versus USF tomorrow. Don't forget that's on the CW. FIU versus FAU, the Shula Bowl, 6 p.m. tomorrow. And UF will be at number 3 LSU tomorrow at 7:30 p.m. Your weather, it's once again, man, it's like clockwork. 1:30-ish rolls around here in my area in Kendall. And, bro, just like insane lightning and thunderstorms. So, I know it's raining in parts of South Florida. Drive safely, everybody.
Clay Ferrero from Local 10. We'll talk a little football with him next.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
You have Tua? You can make Tua Tartar.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Clay Ferrero is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Before we talk football, I always remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Clay Ferrero, you watch him on Local 10 here in Miami. Can the season be figured out? Clay, for the Dolphins, we'll start there. It was such a brutal loss in week one. Do you see a pathway where by the end of the season, we're laughing about week one because it was such an aberration?
I'm very much a never say never guy. I don't like talking in absolutes. I don't like this hot take culture with sports talk. But no, I have a hard time seeing it. You know, I would be shocked at this point if, you know, we're talking week from now about feeling good about the rest of the season. You know, regardless of what happens Sunday, I feel like Thursday is really going to be the telltale game, because let's say they go out there and they win Sunday. Okay, that's great. What have we really learned about the team playing against a subpar Patriots team that's rebuilding itself? But then whether they win or lose, Thursday night is going to mean so much more. And as we sit here right now, can you really envision sitting here on Friday of next week being like, yeah, man, they look so good against Buffalo last night? And that's kind of where I'm lost.
Was that rhetorical? Because no, there's no chance they beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yeah. Like. Yeah. And but that's where I am, you know, and I remember when we talked a couple of weeks ago about the season, and you know, you guys asked the question, is week one at Indy a must-win game? And again, me being the anti-absolute whatever, I said it's not a must-win, but you can't look awful, which they did, and it, so much also comes down to what happens in weeks two and three. And if you were sitting there after week three, 2-1, you'd feel okay, you know, if you win the next two games. But that's just such a – it just feels like such an impossible mountain to climb right now.
And, Clay, the weaknesses, are they getting weaker? I guess we talked about it all week where we knew our DBs, knew our corners. I think we, you know, Minka's a good safety, but our corners were struggling, and now our number one in Storm Duck is out. And then the O-line, James Daniels tears his pec. Austin Jackson might be out Sunday. Are our weaknesses getting weaker?
Yes, and I think that's the big problem. You know, the offensive line in particular, and – yeah, I think part of what we were hoping to see, and we did see a little bit, was that the running game had a chance to actually be better. But the problem there is you fell behind so quickly, and now the guys who were going to make that running game better, James Daniels in particular, is gone. So where are you? And I think that's the biggest question for me is it's not just how badly you lost. It's that James Daniels was such a big key to what they were going to do moving forward. Savaya Naya was supposed to be an upgrade. And again, it's only one game, but he had a rough performance. Still really like what we saw to Patrick Paul and like what we saw to Devon Achan. But man, it just feels like you plug one hole in the dam and another one opens. And in this case, it was like two or three more open up.
Which part about Sunday's collapse, or I guess I shouldn't call it a collapse, just like debacle, which part frustrates you more, Clay? Was it how Tua Tagovailoa played? Was it how unprepared as a team the Dolphins looked? Was it the injuries and now you're relying on depth that you already didn't have? Like, if you had to kind of rank the top frustrating moment about that game, which one is it? Or at the very least, maybe not specifically in the game, but what follows that game?
Well, no, I think it's pretty easy. Number one is the overall lack of preparation. And it goes directly to what we were hearing about all offseason, which is, the culture has changed. It's a player-led culture, and everybody is bought in. And one thing that I've said from the beginning is none of that means anything once you go out there and you get hit. How do you respond at that point? And we saw it. It was not pretty. Again, it's one game, but the fact that you went out there and I look, I think everybody knew just how important that game was based on all of the noise in the off season. And so I don't care that people say, we don't listen to it. Yeah, you do. Everybody knows the questions surrounding the Dolphins and being soft and the culture isn't what it needs to be. So to come out that unprepared in week one, that was by far the most shocking thing to me and the most alarming. Now, I would say immediately after that is how poorly Tua played, because I think everything that we said about this team has been like, okay, well, if everything is good around him and he is healthy, then you feel good about your chances. Well, that wasn't the case on Sunday. And again, it wasn't that everything was good around him. There were certainly some issues. But here's another thing I look at. If you watch that game last night between the Packers and the Commanders, you're watching two quarterbacks who can just do stuff that Tua can't do. So then when Tua goes out there and he plays a game like he did on Sunday, it's like, well, okay, what are we really invested in at this position? So I would say those are the top two most alarming things. Number one, far and away, was the lack of preparation. And number two, the fact that Tua played as poorly as he did.
And Clay, the national story today, I had time. I was watching TV, and they're talking about this players-only meeting. I know they have it all the time. Like, I was a part of some, Clay. Jason Taylor is going to throw a table. Zach Thomas is going to cry about being passing into football. And then we have to go play another grown man team later. That I don't think player-only meetings mean anything. Do you think player-only meetings do something, you know, as long as you've been, you know, reporting and covering teams?
Well, no, and I do think it means something that they felt the need to have it after one game. You know, and I think that's probably the bigger thing is I'm with you. I don't think it actually means anything except for the fact that they felt the need to call and do something. And so to me, that's okay. Well, what is the issue here? What is leading to a 53-man roster to feel the need that we've got to get together? It was interesting to me, though, when it was mentioned the other day in the locker room, it was kind of just like mentioned off to the side, and immediately my antenna went up. And again, not because I'm like, oh, this is going to make a difference. It's the exact opposite. And I'll ask you this. You had a lot of those players-only meetings, like you said. Do you ever remember it actually changing anything?
It doesn't. Like, you're grown, man. You know you need to win and play hard and watch film and, you know, do extra work because you're not that good. Like, we were talking about it earlier, Clay. Like, I remember, and guys I respected, like I said, Zach and Jason and those guys, they would say stuff, but we can't block anybody. Joey Harrington's getting his ass kicked. Like, what is this meeting going to do for us? We're grown-ups getting paid to play football.
Right. Right. And I guess that's my thing is the backdrop being, okay, they felt the need to call this. Well, then your only hope at that point, because clearly something is so off that they felt the need to call this. The only hope at that point is that it changes whatever that thing is that's so off. And my understanding has been the same thing that you just said, that those things typically don't get fixed by players only meetings. So then you just go back to the fact that you've got the problem. But again, I guess the other thing, guys, is that this just isn't surprising to me. I didn't expect them to get blown out in week one, but I also didn't expect all the talk in the offseason to lead to anything. It's just, this is where they are right now, and I think, unfortunately, it's really hard to envision this thing changing until some serious personnel changes are made.
How about UMUSF tomorrow? Let's talk about something that's probably, hopefully a little more positive. You nervous at all? Because USF's look good, but I mean, we've talked to several people throughout the week. Miami should outclass them by the end, no?
Yeah, and I also think the fact that they beat Florida, it raises the antenna a little bit. So if there were a chance of you going out a little bit flat, I think that raises the level of energy and attention to detail. So if anything, I think the fact that USF is playing so well, it's kind of going to have UM on their toes, which to me would be the only way that they would lose this game, is if they go out there and play like the Miami Dolphins did in week one.
And Clay, are they legit, the Canes? Because I'm jumping on the bandwagon after what happened last weekend with my Gators. Are they legit, the Canes? Are they going to stay in this top 10 and do their thing?
Yeah, I think so. I think for when you look at the rest of the ACC too, I think that it plays out really well for them. You know, and again, I don't think Florida is where they need to be, and so there's another game that you feel pretty good about that at least on paper looks good on the out of conference schedule. So, you know, you feel good about what you've seen from this team. I also think, you know, I don't think Carson Beck is quite in the category of Cam Ward. I don't think he's there, but you don't need that. I think when you've got a really good running game that you're going to commit to, and you've also got the changes on defense that they've made, that's been the most impressive thing to me. And again, it's only two games, but they seem to have really bought into Corey Heatherman. And I think there's whatever communication issues, whatever led to them last year, at least early on, you're seeing a group of guys that are playing much faster defensively. And so, you know, you go back to, I'll never forget after Peyton Manning left Tennessee, and there was just this, oh, well, there goes our chance. And then next year, T. Martin comes along and they win a national championship with him. As great as Cam Ward is, I feel like, you know, he kind of raised the bar a bit in that building to where, you know, Carson Beck kind of walks into a situation, even with young receivers, where you've got higher expectations across the offense, and then you bring in a new defensive coordinator, and it just feels like things have changed there.
Since you bring up Cam Ward, I'm sure you watched at least, you know, the highlights of his debut in the NFL. What your thoughts on that, and why do we all hate the Tennessee Titans? Because, oh my God, was he just put in the worst position over there?
Oh, I thought I watched the game. You know, I was almost more after the Dolphins game. I was like, okay, I'm actually really excited to watch the Titans. And I thought he looked great. I thought the throws he made, he took some bad sacks. And I think that's the thing that he has to fix moving forward. And I think that's also kind of been the thing with him, is like he can kind of hang in there a little too long, and he's going to have to learn in the NFL that that's not going to work. But my goodness, the drop passes by NFL receivers, not to mention somebody like Calvin Ridley, who at one point was viewed as one of the better receivers in the NFL. Like, come on, you can't do that. I also love, by the way, that in everything publicly that he said since then, Cam Ward is defending his guys. And I think that's the thing that the teammates in that building are going to fall in love with him, like his teammates at UM did. Where, listen, I've heard plenty of things behind the scenes about Cam Ward laying into teammates behind the scenes after he's built the relationships with these guys, but he's not going to embarrass them in public. And I think that's the thing that is going to make him great, in addition to all the stuff he does on the field, is he knows the value of building relationships. He knows it does no good. Everybody saw his dad, which I thought was the best moment of the NFL weekend. His cool dad's reaction. It was such a dad moment. But Cam knows it does no good to go out there and throw them under the bus, because you're relationship building and you need those guys to be able to make those plays the next time. I'm still all in on him, and I thought the good was really good, and he just needs help.
Clay, me, Crowder, Solana, Jimmy, we're going to have a players only meeting. You want to come?
Man, where is it? I'm all in.
Tucker Dukes. We're going to have Hockman Burgers.
I meant to tell you this. I love the Hockman Burger looks fantastic. I need to try it.
Oh, we're getting together next week. We're all going to have my treat. So I'll tell you when we're going.
Yeah, please text me. I'm all in.
All right. We're going to find out when Solana's busy. And then, then we'll all get together and
now you know how we tell Andy Slater to organize those dinners. It's like, hey, Hockman always asks, can we find out when Hockman's busy?
Check with Hock, and when he says no he can't, then we'll do it that night.
All right,
we'll see you, Clay.
All right, bud, take care.
There you go. Clay Ferreiro from Local 10.
This is Hock, Crowder, and Solana.
Got a horse running at Saratoga? Give me anything. You got a lottery ticket? You got some numbers? What do you got?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.